That's right. It is. It's time for the good stuff. And have we got some good stuff for you? Things like from everybody at North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, they're sending out a Happy New Year to you. May this coming year be bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values of our Western heritage.
Did you know the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo in Rapid is the second largest event in the state of South Dakota following the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally?
Wow.
An estimated 331,000 people from a 13-state region attend the Western Festival that has 120 different livestock show or horse and rodeo events, along with over 400 vendors to shop from. So now that you know that, you know where to be January 30th through February 7th, and we'll be telling you more about the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo.
Absolutely. So this is from Slim McNaught, and it was sent to Jim in 2006. It came with this message. Slim says, I saw two old cowboys sitting on a bench engrossed in conversation, waving their hands and hollering in each other's ear. I never saw them before, but I knew who they were. They were the kind of folks I grew up with, that when they said they would be someplace and do something, they were there, and they did it. As I watched them, I got to thinking, this society should be thankful they had this older generation to bring them through the hard times to what they have now. So this poem ran through my head. I think it's about time we started being thankful for what we have. It's called A Gift from the Past by Slim McNaught. It needs brought to folks' attention that a cowboy on a pension is a restless soul and sure looks out of place. With that battered hat pulled down, he prowls around the town, his eyes alert for any friendly face. What he really needs to find is a kindred, restless mind, who will sit and reminisce with him a while and discuss the days of old, when they cowboyed wild and bold. Remembering all the trails that made him smile, now the general population is so lost in concentration that they pay no mind to those old weathered hands and the people scurrying about. Have no clue, there is no doubt, how these oldsters cleared the way to these new lands. There's no one knows the trails, knows the pleasures, know the travails. These bowed of leg old timers have lived past, and the youngsters on the run have no thought but to have fun, not caring that the old days didn't last. So when you see them there, stiffening joints and gray in hair, stop and think what those old folks have done for you. 'Cause without their sweat and tears and honest labor through the years, your hopes and dreams would never have come true. Slim McNaught.
You know, a little history for you today. We passed this anniversary a few days ago. On December 30th, 1953, the very first color television set went on sale to the public, and they were made by Admiral. Do you know how much they cost?
No clue.
$1,175.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, that doesn't sound too bad, but realize—
Yeah, it does, even in today's—
In 1953, a brand new car would cost you about $1,600. The TV was a luxury item, to say the least. So it's so expensive that almost no one bought it. And it would take another decade before color TV actually became common in American homes. Thought that was kind of interesting. 1953.
I think it's extremely interesting.
The next big event in Valentine, Nebraska is the Bull Bash and Valentine's Day. On Valentine's Day, February 14th, come check it all out. Go to bullbash.net, or if you'd like to plan a little getaway to the Heart City, well, go to visitvalentine.com, and you can find out more information there.
Pull your boots up by the strap and subscribe today to Tri-State Livestock News. You can get all the real information. You can get all the secrets of successful ranching. You can get the wisdom from astute ranchers. You can get reputable commercial cow herd owners sharing their inside information. It all comes in Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Go to tsln.com. Who's relaxing? Harry was enjoying his weekend by lazing on the patio, drinking a beer and taking in the sunshine. Behind him, he could hear his wife, Betty, in the house grumbling because the clothes dryer was broken, and when she plugged in the vacuum cleaner, it didn't work either. Trying to show some support for his wife's frustrations, Harry called out, "Don't worry, honey, you still have me." "Yeah," Betty replied, grinding her teeth, "only you don't work either."
Hey, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.